सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
वी आर इन चैप्टर 27 ऑफ कैंटो 3 इन विच कपिल भगवान इज सेइंग हाउ कैन वी गेट लिबरेशन बाय डिफरेंशिएटिंग बिटवीन पुरुष एंड प्रकृति बिटवीन स्पिरिट एंड मैटर। And from verse number 1 to 16, in 16 verses, he gives a complete, all the steps, how to attain it, how to differentiate it, what are the qualities, what we have to do. Everything is stated by Bhagwan. Then Devuti asks one question. She says, Purusham Prakriti Brahman Vimunchati Karachiti. Purusham Prakriti Brahman Na Vimunchati Karachiti. He says, so long Purusha and Prakriti both are there, there cannot be any liberation. Why? Anyunya apasrayatvat. Because they are interdependent. How they are interdependent? Prakriti cannot stay without Brahman, and Brahman cannot be known without Buddhi, which is matter. Or which is Prakriti. So Brahman cannot be known without Prakriti. We need Upadhi to know that Brahman. So therefore, Devuti says they are interdependent. And she said Nityatvat. Both are Nitya, eternal, permanent. Then she says they cannot be separated. Purus and Prakriti cannot be separated like the Gandha smell and the earth or the rush of the water. They cannot be separated. Similarly, Purus and Prakriti cannot be separated. Then she says, even Akartu, this Akartu means the that Purus, he gets bound by Karma Bandha. How? Because of attachment to Prakriti Yadashraya. So long the Guna, the Sattva Rajas and Tamas, Guneshu Sassu Prakriti, so long this Guna is there, Sattva Rajas Tamas is there, Kaivalyam Tesuta Katham, how there will be Kaivalyam? How there will be freedom? There cannot be freedom so long the Prakriti is there. Then she says, Kvachati Tattva Avamarsena Nibrittam Bhayam Ulvanam. The great fear, somehow, with the reflection of the fundamental principle of the Tattva, even if it is avoided. Then she says, Anibrittam Nimittatvat Punha Prativesate. Then it will not cease. Because the cause of bondage is Prakriti. Why we get bound? We get bound because we are associated with the Prakriti. We identify with the Prakriti. That is why we get bound. So her question is that even if I reflect on the truth, and after reflection I will still find the Prakriti is still there. Since Prakriti is still there and Prakriti is the cause of bondage, therefore there cannot be any liberation. Nahi ho sakta hai. Then Bhagwan says, you see, in verse number 23, he says, Prakriti Tiro Bhavitri, this Prakriti will disappear. This avidya will disappear. How? He says, Animita, what we have to do? If I want liberation, we have to do. In verse number 21, he says, Animitta Nivittena, without desiring any specific fruit of action. If I want to go beyond Prakriti, what I have to do is our actions, how our actions should be, without desiring any specific fruit of action. Swadharmena amalatmana, swadharmena, do your duty. Duty we have to do. Whatever duty is allotted to us, we have to do the duty. Amalatmana, and with the pure mind. When we do our duty without expecting any specific fruit of action, my mind will become pure. Amalatmana. Then what else will be done? Tibrayamai bhaktya. And then with the serious bhakti. Serious bhakti, tibraya bhakti. Cha Srutam Samvritya. Srutam Samvritya means endowed with the listening of katha, sports of Bhagwan. How long? Chiram. For a long time. Don't say I have listened to Bhagavad Katha for 7 days and I am expert on Bhagavad. No. We are not even expert in one sloka, in one verse. Then what else? Jnanina drishta tattvena. Then you should have the knowledge of that Bhagwan also, of the truth also, tattva also. So we have to act, number one. Number two, we have to do bhakti. We have to listen to Leela of Bhagwan. And we have to know the truth also. Vairagya na baliyesa. And there should be vairagya from Bhagwan. Not from vairagya from Bhagwan, vairagya from sansar. Vairagya from sansar. Tapo yuktena yogena. And the tapa, what is tapa? Manasya indriyanam. Ekagram paramam tapa. Mind and senses should be single pointed. That is tapa. And tibrena atma samadhina. And the firmly fixed atma samadhina. Atma samadhina, your mind should be fixed, self-absorbed. Mind should be absorbed in the self. Atma samadhina. Then he says, Prakriti tiro bhavitri. If we do all these things, then Prakriti or avidya, tiro bhavitri means it will disappear. Prakriti will disappear. And purusasya iha, and the living entity here, iha here, not after death. Purusasya iha, dahiyamanam to aham nishi, vadiyamana, it will be burned. Dahiyamana. What we have to do day and night, we have to do that. And it will happen how? Sankai. It will happen gradually. Gradually it will happen. Don't think it will happen instantly, patapat. Sankai. Then agneo. Then agneo iva arani. Agneo. Just like in the arani. When we light fire with the arani, two cups of wooden cups is there. There is a churning rod. All are only wood only, then we churn it, there will be friction and the fire, and that fire will consume the whole thing. Whole wood is consumed. Similarly, this will happen. It will happen. Everything will consume. Let us go a little bit deeper. Deeper means what? We have to go beyond Maya. Maya is sattva, rajas, tamogun. We know Rajogun and Tamogun bind and Sattogun liberates us. So in Maya itself, two gunas bind, one guna liberates. Now see what Bhagwan is saying. Animitta nivittena, not desiring fruit of action means what? If we think about the specific fruit of action, my mind is agitated. It is rajasic. See, if I don't think about the fruit of action, what will happen? Mind will be peaceful. Peaceful mind means what? Sattvic mind. See? Sattvic mind. We, by effort, we are bringing my mind to the Sattvagun. Swadharmena amalatmana, we have to do our dharma. We have to do our dharma. If we do our dharma, vasana will come down. If the vasana comes down, what will happen? Mind becomes pure. If mind becomes pure, that is sattvic mind. That is sattvic mind. Tibhya mai bhaktya. And the by bhakti, if the mind is given to the Lord, it is sattvic mind. The mind which goes to the world is rajasic and tamasic mind. Bhaktya, sruta samvritya achiram. And for a long time, if we are listening to katha, mind will purify. It becomes sattvic. Jnanena drishta tattvena. And when you get the jnana, definitely in the sattvic state of mind only you get the jnana. Even if we are sitting here, if our mind is rajasic, you will not get anything. You are constantly thinking about the world. In the sattvic mind only this knowledge will happen. Vairagyena baliyesa, and you have to withdraw from the anatma if you want to travel toward atma, because both are on opposite side. Anatma is outside, atma is inside. So mind either can go on this side, outside, or it can go inside. It cannot do both things at a time. Either you are going out or you are coming in. Tapo yuktena yogena, and tapo yukta, mind and senses should be absorbed in Bhagwan. All sattvic, sattvic, sattvic. By effort, we have to bring our mind from rajo, tamo to sattva. That is our job. Then what will happen? He said, after that, prakriti tiro bhavati, khatam ho jayega avidya. Avidya is gone, ignorance is gone. Then bhukta bhoga paritakta drishta dosa cha nityasa bhukta bhoga. We have enjoyed a lot of enjoyments, worldly enjoyments. And then paritakta, now give it up. Why give it up, all the enjoyments of the world? Because drishta dosa, see the fault in them, see shortcomings in them. I never became permanently happy. I never became contented. Even I have got $1 trillion in my bank account. Still I am not happy. Drishta dosa, so nityasa, how long it should be done? Always. You have to see the shortcomings of the world always, continuously. Anatma will not give me any happiness. It will give me sorrow, 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 sorrow only. If we continuously think in that way, nityasa, na ishvarasya asubham datte, na ishvara, a person who is liberated, asubham, no inauspicious or any harm, this prakriti can give no harm to such person. If I am liberated, if I am continuously thinking, anatma is giving me sukh. If I am continuously thinking always that anatma is giving me dukh, anatma is giving me dukh, anatma will never give me permanent happiness, I will never be contented, and there is another thing available to me which is atma, which is sukh swarup, it will give me permanent happiness without objects of the world. I will be happy without objects of the world. Swamahimni sitasya. Who is that person liberated? Swamahimni. He is in his own glory. Enjoying his own company. Then he gives an example. Yatha apratibuddhasya praswapo bhavana nartabhrit. While we are in dream number two, what happens? We see many inauspicious things. Inauspicious things. Or we feel sorrow. Saeva pratibuddhasa naivai mohaya kalpate. But when he wakes up from the dream, then he is no more deluded. He is not deluded that I was king. Where is my palace? Or I was a beggar. That also is not there. Where is my begging bowl? Both are not there when I get up from or come out from dream. Next.
एवं विदिततत्त्वस्य प्रकृतिर्मयिमानसं युञ्जतो नापकुरुत आत्मा रामस्य कर्हि चित्।
एवं विदिततत्त्वस्य दस एवं दस विदिततत्त्वस्य वन हु नोज द ट्रुथ वन हु नोज द ट्रुथ प्रकृति न अपकुरुत प्रकृति प्रकृति विल नॉट हार्म दैट पर्सन। If I come to know the nature of prakriti, if I come to know the nature of purus, then this prakriti will not harm me. What else I have to do? Mai manasam yunjata. Mai manasam. The manas, the mind, it should be absorbed in me. Mai manasam yunjata. My mind should be always absorbed in Bhagwan. Now you find out where is your mind. Is it absorbed in Bhagwan? How it should be absorbed? Like a rasagulla in syrup. Everywhere, inside, outside, everywhere, only Bhagwan, Bhagwan, day and night, like that. And who is this person? Atmaramasya Karhichiti. And he is called Atmaram, one who has known the truth. And whose avidya is removed. Prakriti Tiro Bhavitri. Such person is called Atmaram. And such person is never disturbed by the Prakriti. So in the same way, Prakriti can't harm persons who have known the truth regarding the unaffected Atman. Unaffected Atman. And whose mind is always united with me and delights in me, the Supreme Spirit. We all know very well that Atma is affected by all our experience. Nay. Premaji says, no, impossible. But Bhagwan also said in verse number 1 of this chapter only, Prakriti sopi puruso na jate prakriti guna. Purus seated in Prakriti is not affected by the guna Prakriti. The first statement of Kapil Bhagwan. And we all know, Atman is us, inside us, and Atman is not affected by our sukh and dukh, worldly sukh and dukh. We all know it very well. And whose mind is always united with me and delight in me, the Supreme Spirit. Mai mansam, the mind should be fixed in Lord. Mai mansam, in the Lord. And such person is called Atmaram. Why he is called Atmaram? Because he is reveling in Paramatma. Why he is reveling in Paramatma? Because he knows Tattva. He knows Tattva. What is that Tattva? That ultimate permanent Sukh I will get from him only. From the Lord only I will get that Sukh. That he knows. Therefore, he always revels in that. And how he came to know that Tattva? Chitta Suddhi, after Chitta Suddhi, evam viditta tattvasya. And how is that to be known? Verse number 21, 22 and 23 of this chapter tell you how to purify your mind. We just now discussed. How to purify our mind, that is discussed in verse number 21, 22 and 23. And after realization, what happens? Such person is always engaged in the service of the Lord. Such person will be always engaged in the service of the Lord. After knowing Tattva, he is no more interested in the worldly things. Why? Because he has got no pratabhya, kuch pa lena nahi hai. So therefore, no duty, no kartabhya. And in Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, yat vātmarti eva syata, atma tripta cha manava, atmani eva cha santushta, tasya karyam na vidyate. Tasya karyam. Such a jnani has got no duty toward the world. No duty. Marji hai. It's my ichha, my desire. I can be a pravritti mahatma, pravritti margi or a nivritti margi. Meri choice hai. Gurudev was pravritti margi. He distributed this knowledge all over the world. Tapovan Maharaj, nivritti margi. Stayed at one place. Jisko lena hai, aao yahan par. Then I will give you that knowledge. Nivritti margi. He never did any jnana yagya anywhere. So such person has got nothing to attain from this world, praptabha, nothing to attain. Why nothing to attain? He knows it is dukkhala. Why should I go there? To collect dukkha? I will not go there. Therefore, there is no duty. Akhandanand Maharaj says, Paramatma mein rati hi bhakti hai, aur iske liye virakti chahiye. Rati and virakti. Rati means what? Rati means love. Love toward Lord. If you are loving Lord, it is bhakti. For that bhakti, what is needed? Virakti. Virakti from where? From Vishaya, from the sense of, from Anatma, from Sansar, from OET. This virakti is needed. Next.
Jadaivam adhyatmaratah kalena bahujanmana sarvatra jata vairagya abrahma bhavanan munihi.
Yat evam adhyatmarata. Yat means when, evam means thus, adhyatmarata means engaged in the self, kalena, for a long time. And how much is that long time? Bahujanmana. It will take many births. Many times we have said purification of mind takes many births. Sarvatra jat vairagya. Sarvatra, everywhere, jat, born, vairagya. If you are constantly thinking in this way, what will happen? A vairagya, dispassion will be born. Toward what? A brahma bhuvanat muni. Such thoughtful person gets the vairagya from up to Brahmalok. He is not interested in bhu, bhuva, swaha, maha, jana, tapa, satyam. Satyam is Brahmalok. He is not interested in that. So how long it will take? Bahu janmana. Kya hoga? Hamara kya hoga is janme? Are you all have done lot of punya karma, otherwise you will not sit in satsanga. Without punya, satsang is not available. So through such absorption in the spiritual practices for a very long time, covering several births, the seeker develops intense vairagya for everything up to and including Brahmalok. Up to Brahmalok. Nahi chahiye, I don't want swarga. Mahajana tapa Brahmalok, no. Are you will get knowledge in Brahma, Brahmaji? You will get knowledge from Brahmaji? No. Not interested. Why? Because that knowledge is available here. Knowledge you can get at two places only. Number one, on this Bhulok, and one is in Brahmalok. Now it is our choice. If we want to take knowledge from Brahmaji, so what we have to do first? We have to do upasana to reach to Brahmalok. We have to do spiritual practices to reach to Brahmalok. Then after that, wait there. Wait there for a long time. You know the Brahmaji's life. How long is the Brahmaji's life? When Brahmaji thinks you are fit, vairagya pura hua hai, then he will give you knowledge. Then say, chalo jao, go back. So will you take such a long route? It is available here. Yahan le lo. So one who is engaged in the devotional service to the Lord is called bhakta. And this bhakta can be two types, parabhakta and aparabhakta. So we all start with from the aparabhakti. What is aparabhakti? Aparabhakti that we go to the temple as a artharthi and jigyasu. Arth means a dukhi. Dukhi doesn't mean that he is a poor person. He may be a very rich person. But his dukh, his sorrow is cannot be removed by money. He is arth. Artharthi. Artharthi, he has got no money. ही इज गोइंग टू द टेम्पल, ओ भगवान कुछ दे दो, पैसा दो, अर्थार्थी. जिज्ञासु, जिज्ञासु हैज ऑल्सो हैज गॉट इज ओन इंटरेस्ट. मे आई गेट ए गुड टीचर, मे माई माइंड बी प्योरिफाइड. ही गोज एंड प्रेज टू द लॉर्ड दिस वे. एंड ऑन द अदर हैंड पराभक्त, पराभक्त नेवर गोज एंड आस्क एनीथिंग फ्रॉम भगवान. कुछ नहीं चाहिए, ही वॉन्ट्स ओनली वन थिंग. वॉट इज दैट? आई वॉन्ट टू सर्व भगवान, बस और कुछ नहीं चाहिए. नथिंग, नथिंग एल्स आई नीड. एंड द बेस्ट एग्जाम्पल इज द गोपीज. गोपीज नेवर वॉन्टेड टू नो हु इज दिस कृष्णा, नेवर वॉन्टेड टू नो, बट दे वॉन्टेड टू सर्व भगवान. दे ऑलवेज वॉन्टेड टू बी इन द प्रेजेंस ऑफ भगवान. सो ए पराभक्त डज नॉट वॉन्ट इवन द सुख ऑफ ब्रह्म लोक, एंड द हायर लोक हैज गॉट द हायर सुख. हायर द मोर यू गो अप द डिग्रीज ऑफ सुख इज मोर एंड मोर, बट ही इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड. भाई सर्वस्त जात वैराग्य, ही नोज एवरीथिंग, ऑल 14 लोकाज आर पेरिसेबल. दे कम इन टू एग्जिस्टेंस वेन द ब्रह्मा जी कम्स इन टू बींग, एंड ऑल 14 लोकाज एंड आफ्टर द 100 ईयर्स लाइफ ऑफ ब्रह्मा जी खत्म. सो दैट ऑल्सो इज लिमिटेड इन टाइम, लिमिटेड इन टाइम. एक दिन खत्म हो जाएगा. सो दिस मुनि हु हैज थॉट ओवर, कॉन्टेम्पलेटेड ऑन अनात्मा एंड आत्मा, ऑल अनात्मा इज इन लिमिटेड इन टाइम, एनीथिंग विच इज लिमिटेड इन टाइम कैन नॉट गिव मी इनफाइनाइट सुख, कैन नॉट गिव मी इनफाइनाइट. आई एम नॉट इंटरेस्टेड. सो वेयर विल यू गो? इनफाइनाइट सुख इज अवेलेबल हियर, अवेलेबल हियर. हम इधर जाएगा, उधर नहीं जाएगा हम. वॉट इज इधर उधर? उधर मीन्स आउटसाइड. आउटसाइड इज इम्परमानेंट सुख. वेयर इज परमानेंट? इनसाइड इज परमानेंट सुख. बट वी वॉन्ट बोथ सुख, इज इट नॉट सर? ये भी चाहिए, वो भी चाहिए. दिस विल नेवर हैपन, दिस विल नॉट हैपन. वन इज आउटसाइड, अनदर इज इनसाइड. सो आइदर यू गो आउट और यू गो इन. एक द ट्रेन आर डिफरेंट ना, द मोड ऑफ जर्नी इज डिफरेंट. ओके, देन 837 एक्शन में
मत भक्त प्रतिबुद्धार्थः मत प्रसादेन भूयसा निःश्रेयसं स्वसंस्थानं कैवल्याख्यं मदाश्रयं प्राप्नोति हांजसा धीरः सदृशान् छिन्न संशयः यद्गत्वा न निवर्तेत योगी लिंगाद् विनिर्गमे.
Then Bhagavan says, Madbhakta, my devotee, Madbhakta, Pratibuddhartho, Pratibuddha, self-realized. Pratibuddha, he become realized. My Bhakta realized. How he became realized? Madprasadena, by my grace. He surrendered to me. In Bhagavad Gita we get, Devi yasa gunmai mam maya duratya mame veye prapradante. So he has surrendered to me and I have savored my grace. मत प्रसादेन भूयसा अनलिमिटेड निश्रेयसम अल्टीमेट ग्रोल मुक्ति निश्रेयस मुक्ति स्वस्थानम स्वस्थानम इज द ओन अबोर्ड हिज अबोर्ड लॉर्ड्स अबोर्ड ही हैज रीच्ड द आत्मन स्वस्थानम व्हाट इज द नेम ऑफ दैट कैवल्य आख्यम दैट इज कॉल्ड कैवल्य वी स्टडीड कैवल्य उपनिषद वंस दैट इज कैवल्य ही रीच देयर कैवल्य आख्यम द नेम ऑफ दैट And where is that? Madhasram, it is under my protection. I give it. Madhasram. Prapnoti, he gets. He attains. Where? Prapnoti, iha. Here. Or kitna clearly Bhagwan bole. You can get it here. Prapnoti, iha. Anjasa. Anjasa means in this life. Here you will get it. Dhira. Dhira means the steady person who is done all those sadhana suggested by this Swadrisa and established in his own self. Chinna sansaya. Now there is no more doubt. There is no more doubt about Ji, Jagat and Ishwar. So long we are not realized, we have always doubt. What is this Ji? What is this Jagat? What is this Ishwar? Chinna sansaya. There is no doubt. Then yat gatva na nivartit. Yat gatva. Once you reach there, after that if you want to say, no, I want to become a jnani again, na nivartit. So what we have to do? We have to decide first, once for all. It's one-way entry. You can't come back from the same side. So do you want permanent sukh? Yes. Then you have to all this sadhana. And after that, you don't come back. You don't come back, you never become a jnani. You never become jeev. Once you become Brahman, there is no question you becoming again jeev. Okay, nivarte yogi, lingadi binargame. Lingadi, linga. Linga means subtle body. Linga sarir, subtle body. Adi, what is adi? Adi is the, we have got three sarir, not one sarir. Ling is the subtle body. Adi means gross body and causal body. Lingadi binargame, when he leaves this subtle body, gross body and causal body, after that he never comes back. No. So then by my unbound grace, such a bhakta comes aware of the truth and attains in this life itself to the state of blessedness founded in me called Kaivalya, which consists in the establishment of oneself in one's real nature. What is this Kaivalyam? Knowing yourself and abiding in self. That is Kaivalyam. That is Mukti. Knowing my own true nature, knowing my own self and abiding in that is Mukti. Kaivalyam. So establish in absolute certainty through enlightenment, the subtle body of such a yogi is destroyed at death and he never returns to the life of sansar again. So some Mahatma say, what is this liberation? They say, become pure bhakta of Bhagavan, that's a liberation. Pure bhakta, that's all. We find in Sundarkanda of Ramayana also, Vibhishan asks for this parabhakti, then Hanumanji asks for parabhakti. They didn't ask anything else. Parabhakti, you give us this bhakti. That will never leave me. Then this state is attained by Mat Prasadena, by causeless mercy. Mat Prasad, you are my bhakta. I have taken over all your responsibility. Liberation will not happen without knowledge. Even if you become a bhakta, liberation will not happen without knowledge. Who will give me that knowledge? Bhagavan said in Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. My duty. I will give him. How you will give Bhagavan? I am seated inside. From inside I will give him knowledge. That I can do. Number one. Number two, or I can say, okay, your guru is so-and-so, go to that guru. Somebody will come and tell me, oh, there is some satsang going on, come there. So knowledge can be given by Bhagavan in two ways. Either somebody will come and tell you, you should do satsang and you like that idea and you come to satsang. Or Bhagavan himself will give knowledge from inside. Swasansthanam. So devotee's place of stay, that is abode of Lord. Swasansthanam is abode of Lord. Where is that abode? Inside me. That Atman is the abode of Bhagavan. Swasansthanam. Brahmanohi pratisthanam aham. I am the ashray of Brahma or Hiranyagarbha. Don't think Brahmaji is something superior to me. Who has given ashray? Who has given support to Brahmaji? I. Which I? Not small I, it is the big I. Which is big I? What is small I? Small I is ego. What is big I? Suddham. This Suddham in me and Suddham all over the world is the support of even Brahmaji and the whole world. Without that Suddham, nobody can stay. Lingat Vinirgame. Lingat means departing from the gross body, subtle body and causal body. We have seen this gross body being cremated. We have got no doubt about that. What happened to subtle body and causal body? Subtle body travels. Who is the director of the subtle body? Causal body. What is the causal body? Vasanas. So according to my vasana, this subtle body will travel and take another body. But if I get realization, realization means what? Realization means that vasana becomes zero. Vasana becomes zero. Vasana becomes zero means avidya gone. How avidya gone? Because of the vidya. So gross body cremated here. And in this life, I destroyed my vasana. I brought it down to zero level. Now there is no causal body. What will happen to subtle body? It will also disintegrate. How the subtle body is made? It is made of Pancha Mahabhut. Which Pancha Mahabhut? Sushma Pancha Mahabhut. So gross body is also made of Pancha Mahabhut, which is sthul, and we all know this gross body is cremated and the Pancha Mahabhut goes to Pancha Mahabhut. So what happened to the subtle body? Subtle body also disintegrates. When it will disintegrate? When avidya is removed. What is avidya? When vasana is removed. How that vasana is removed? By the knowledge of the tattva. How knowledge of tattva will happen? All the sadhana are given. We have to follow that sadhana to reach that goal.
Yadana yoga pachita suchetaha maya susiddhasa visajjatengam ananna hetu swatame gatisyad atyantiki yatrana mrittuhasah.
Kapil Bhagwan says there, but there is one flaw. There one drawback can come. What is that drawback? Yada na yoga ina yogo pichatsu cheto mayasu siddhasya visanjate anga. Anga means, oh my dear mother. Oh my dear mother, when you are doing this sadhana, what will happen? Ashta siddhi will come. You will not know, but this siddhi will come. And once you come to know, are jo bola ho gaya, to ho jata hai. So sometimes many, many people are caught in that siddhi. So he says, if you are not caught in the siddhi, this ashta siddhi will come. If you are following the bhakti mark and do it sincerely, whatever Kapil Bhagwan is saying, ashta siddhi is bound to come. But that siddhi is also in prakriti. That siddhi is also in prakriti. We have seen Kardam Muni has made the plane, you know, Kamak plane. What is that? That is prakriti only. You become light, you become heavy. What is that? Still you are in prakriti. So these petty things with ashta siddhi will come to you. You become heavy, you become thin, you become short, you become different type of forms you can take. So, beloved mother, if the mind of a accomplished yogi does not get attached to the ashta siddhi developed through yoga, which is only means of acquiring them, you can get ashta siddhi only by devotion and bhakti. It will come. If you are not attracted, what will happen? Anyant hetustata megati syat atyantiki yatrana mitruhasa. If you are not caught by those ashta siddhis, all those siddhis, then where you will come? You will come to me. If you come to me, what will happen? Yatrana mitruhasa. There is no power of death. So Yamaraj authority is only on Anatma. Yamaraj has got no authority on Atma. You have to realize it. You have to know. Yamaraj has got power only on the Prakriti, on the Anatma. Anything created by the Anatma is under the power of Yamaraj. But Atma, Atma is not created by Prakriti. It is other than Prakriti. Therefore, Yamaraj has got no power. So, Brahma Vritta Brahmaiva Bhavati. Just by knowing Brahman, we become Brahman. Just by knowing, we have to only know. Just by knowing, we become Brahman. And on Brahman, Yamaraj has got no power. So such a person who is not caught in the siddhis, he is sure to attain my immortal state, where death has not no power. Death has got no power. So a true seeker is never caught in siddhi also. So siddhi will come. Siddhis are also obstruction. So if we start sadhana, if somehow if you get siddhi, if you think something and it happens on that day, ho jata hai kai bar. Socha ho gaya, that's all. So don't think that siddhi has come to you and bas, don't get caught in that. Okay, next.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Sanghitayam Stritiya Skande Kapileyo Pyakhane Saptavingshodhyayah Athashtavingshodhyayah Sri Bhagavanuvacha Yogasya Lakshanam Vakshe Savijasya Nipatmaje Manoye Naiva Vidhina Prasannam Yati Matpatham.
Now in chapter 28, Bhagavan will tell about the disciplines of realization, the process of Ashtanga Yoga. He will discuss about the Ashtanga Yoga and how to purify ourselves. It is given in verse number 1 to 12 of chapter 28. So Bhagavan says, Yogasya Lakshanam. Yogasya means Dhyan Yoga. Dhyan Yoga. Lakshanam is the description. Vakshe, I will explain. I shall explain or I will explain you the description of the Dhyan Yoga. How that Sabijasya. Sabijasya means with some support. With some support of a form. Nripatmaje, nrip means Raja, king. Atmaje, born from a king. So Kapil Bhagwan is saying to Devuti that you, mother Devuti, daughter of Emperor Manu. So instead of saying Devuti, he is addressing Nrip Atmaje. Nrip means Raja. Father is Emperor Manu. Mano yeneva vidhinam. Mano means mind. Yeneva by which? Vidhinam. By the practice. Prasannam yati satpatham. The prasannam, joyful. Yati, attains. Satpatham, the path of absolute truth. Satpatham. Path of absolute truth. After satsang, where we go? Asatpath, not satpath. We go to asatpath. So now I shall tell you, O Princess Nipatmaje, the character of the yoga, dhyan yoga, with some object to rest upon. Sabijasya, I will tell you, with some form, so that I will make it easy for you, by practicing which, and in no other way, by practicing which in no other way the mind gets purified and takes to the path of God, Satpath. When the mind becomes purified, it will go to Satpath. If the mind is impure, what is the impurity of mind? Vasana. What is Vasana? Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsya. Where will that take us? To Atma. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsya are the impurities of mind and they will take us to Anatma. So yoga explained by Bhagwan Kapil Dev is authorized and standard. It is to be practiced to understand absolute truth. So Bhagavan is giving us the all the Ashtanga Yoga, he will tell. So it is authorized and standard. So while practicing this yoga, one may get siddhi, but that should not be the goal of a seeker. And such bhakta should ignore that. He should certainly, constantly think about Lord. Constantly think about the Lord. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesam madgatein antaratmana sraddhavan bhajate yomam sa me yuktatamo mataha. Among all the rogi, he who full of faith with his inner self merge in me, worship me, in according to me, is according to me the most devout. So once we become bhakta, our job will be slowly, slowly accomplished. So this Kapil Bhagwan's Ashtanga Yoga and Maharshi Patanjali Ashtanga Yoga is one and same. Goal of both the yoga is to reach the supreme self. And this yoga, what it does? This yoga will free us from the world and unite us with the Lord. Ashtanga Yoga or Kapil Bhagwan will do the same thing. All yoga, what they do? Yoga means unite with the higher. Yuj Dhatu, unite with the higher or Paramatma, is yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, different yogas are there. Purpose is one and same, to unite with the Lord. So Sabij yoga means we will take a help of the form. What is Nirbij yoga? Without form. So without form, it's difficult to meditate. Sabij means with form. And it is easier. Okay, next.
Swadharma charanam shaktya vidharma cha nivartanam daivat labdhena santosha atmavit charanarchanam.
What all things are to be done, Bhagavan is saying one by one. Swadharma acharanam shaktya. Shaktya means best of your ability, we have to do our duty. So execute one's duty to the best of ability. Best of duty. Number one. Bidharmacha nivartanam. Nivartanam is avoid. Avoid what? Bidharma. What is bidharma? Bikarma. What is bikarma? Prohibited action. That which is not dharma is bidharma. What we are asked to do? Do your duty. And don't do prohibited action. Daivat labdhena santosa, and by the grace of the Lord, labdhena, whatever is achieved or attained, santosa, be satisfied. Whatever Bhagwan has given, be satisfied. Again and again in the Shastra, we will find they all suggest don't crave for a specific result, because the result is not in my hand, result is in the hand of the Lord. And Lord takes into account our past karma, present karma, and our future requirements. And accordingly gives us the karma phal. But because of our limited buddhi, we think, I wanted this, and Bhagwan has given me this. We are not satisfied. But later on we will find, if we introspect our life also, you will find. If Bhagwan has saved me from this place, I wanted to become doctor, I became accountant. That was good. Later on you will realize, oh, Bhagwan didn't give me at that time, I was so angry with Bhagwan, but now I'm so happy, he did not give me that opportunity. Santosa atmavit charana archanam. Lo. Atmavit. Atmavit, who is Atmavit? One who knows Atma is Atmavit. Charana, feet. Then, Archanam, worship. Worship the feet of the realized master. So So four things are said here. One should do his prescribed duties to the best of his ability, swadharma acharan, number one. Number two, avoid performing vidharma, prohibited action, or the duties not allotted to you, vidharma. And number three, be satisfied with as much gain as he achieves. Whatever is given, be happy with that. Why? Because it is by the grace of the Lord we get. Daivalabdhena santosa, and one should worship the lotus feet of spiritual master. Atmavit charna archanam is what? Atmavit, self-realized. One who is a self-realized, only he can tell you the path. He can explain you. And who is this person? He should be Shrotri and a Brahmanist. Our Upanishad says. Shrotriya, he has studied the Shastra. Brahmanist, he is abiding in that truth. And he should get the knowledge in the Guru Parampara and is able to transfer that knowledge. Transfer that knowledge. Archana means surrender to such master for getting the spiritual vidya. It is not worshipping of his feet with the flowers. It is just surrender. Oh, spiritual sir, oh my guru, I want this vidya, so I surrender to you. Please give me this atma vidya. Swadharma as prescribed for Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, that is already said in our Shastra. Where you, I will find it? Chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita, slok number 42, 43 and 44 gives you that detail. So varna is not as per the varna of family. Don't say that I am from the Brahman family, so therefore I am Brahman. No. No doubt you are born in a Brahman family. You must have done something good in the past so that you got birth in a Brahman family. But even after birth in the Brahman family, you can become Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Or a person born in Sudra family can become a Brahman. Because the guna can be changed, because Bhagwan has said, Chatur Varnam Maya Srishtam Gun Karma Vivaksa, I created all these four varna. For efficient running of the universe, I created four varna. How Bhagwan you create? According to guna. What is guna? Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So if you have got more sattva, you are Brahman. Predominant Rajas, followed by Sattva, you are a Kshatriya. Predominant Rajas, followed by Tamas, not Sattva, you are Vaishya. Predominant Tamas, you are Sudra. So a Sudra can evolve to Sattvagun, or a Sattvagun person can evolve to Tamogun. And with effort, it can be done. So do your swadharma, even bigun paradharma. So whatever dharma Bhagwan has given according to my vasanas, whatever my color of mind is there, sattva, rajas and tamas, moods of minds, whatever the moods of mind is there, I am tamasic person, but I want to do only sattvic. Amko sattva guna, I want to teach. I want to become a pro. Are you are tamasic? You have not studied yet. How can you become? So we have to put in effort. We have to study, become rajasic. Then I become sattvic. Slowly, slowly I can get up there. In Bhagavad Gita also you find, Sriyan swadharmo viguna paradharmat swanushtitat swadharme nidhanam sriya paradharmo bhayava. Sriyan swadharmo viguna. It is better you do according to your swadharma. Swadharma means according to your vasana. What is the purpose of life? Reduce my vasana. Don't do others bigun, which is not according to your vasana. You are adding it to it, your vasana. I have a couple of times said that I have got a friend. And his father was a rich person. He said, no. He wanted to be a doctor, and his father said, no, you have to become an engineer. Sent him to London to study. He became engineer, but whole life he was studying medical journal. He was very update in medical, whatever research are coming. He will go and talk to doctor. Oh, if this is happening, if this is like this, this research is saying this, this research is saying that. So what happened to in his life? He collected some vasanas of engineering. He could not exhaust the vasana of his medical. Therefore, it is says, swadharmena nidharam seya paradharmo bhayabhaya. Why it is bhayabhaya? Are you are adding to vasanas. Therefore, it is bhayabhaya. Acting in the world according to my dharma, according to my vasana, it will reduce. If I follow the scripture, it will reduce. So, what is the highest swadharma? Highest swadharma is to act for Bhagwan, work for Lord. Work for Lord. That is the highest sadhana. Number three, we will not be able to take up. So we'll stop here today and do arti. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.